Chapter 19, The Island of Jambudvipa. Text 22. Kim Duskarahi Naha Pratubhis Tapovratai Dana Adibhi Va Dujaina Halguna Na Jatra Narayana Pada Pankajaha Smitihi Pramushtaha Atisaya Indriya Sava Kim Duskarayirna Kratubhistapa Vratai Dana Divirva Dijayena Phalguna Najatra Narayana Pada Pankaja Smritihi Pramushtati Saina Indriya Utsava Kim Duskarayirna Kratubhistapo Vrattai Dana Divirva Dijayena Phalguna Na Yatra Narayana Pada Pankaja Smritihi Pramushtati Saya Indriya Utsava Kim Duskarayirna Kratubhistapo Vratai Dana Divirva Dijayena Phalguna Na Yatra Narayana Pada Pankaja Smritihi Pramushtati Saya Indriya Utsava
ஹிந்துஸ்தாயே
to perform. Naha, hour. Kratubhi, with performances of sacrifice. Tapaha, with austerities. Vratahi, vows. Danvadibhi, with executing charitable activities. And so on. Ba or Divjayena, with achieving the heavenly kingdom. Phalguna, which is insignificant. Na, no. Yatra, where? Narayana Pada Pankaja, of the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. Smriti, the remembrance. Pramustaha, lust. Atisaya, excessive. Indriya utsava, due to material sense gratification. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Abhaya Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The demigods continue after performing the very difficult tasks of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember lotus feet of Lord Narayana. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. Purport. The land of Bharatavarsha is so exalted that by taking birth there, one cannot only attend the heavenly planets, but also go directly back to home, back to Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti devavrata devan, pitrim yanti pitrivratah, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti madhyajino pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. People in the land of Bharatavarsha generally follow the Vedic principles and consequently perform great sacrifices by which they can be elevated to the heavenly planets. However, what is the use of such great attainments? As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:21, Khine purne martya lokang visanti. After the results of one's sacrifices, charity and other pious activities expire, one must return to the lower planetary systems and again feel the pangs of birth and death. However, one who becomes Krishna conscious can go back to Krishna, yanti madhyajin of imam. Therefore, the demigods even regret having been elevated to the higher planetary systems. The denizens of the heavenly planets regret that they could not take full advantage of being born in the land of Bharatavarsha. Instead, they became captivated by higher standard of sense gratification, and therefore they forgot the lotus feet of Lord Narayana at the time of death. The conclusion is that one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatavarsha must follow the instructions given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. One should try to return home back to Godhead, to the Vaikuntha planets, or to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Goloka Vrindavan, to live eternally in full blissful blissful knowledge in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam. Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnamhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitanscha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमिमे गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे किं दुष्करैर्नः क्रतुभिस्तपव्रतैः दानादिभिर्वा द्विजयेन फल्गुणा न यत्र नारायण पाद पंकजः स्मृति प्रमुष्ट अतिशय इंद्रिय उत्सवात् The demigods continue. After performing the very difficult tasks of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are suddenly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten His lotus feet. So, this chapter is describing about island of Jambudvipa. And to the introduction to this chapter, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that when Devarsi Narada descended to instruct Savarni Manu, he described the opulence of Bharatavarsha, India. So Prabhupada is mentioning his Bharatavarsha, India. Savarni Manu and the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha engage in devotional service to Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the origin of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, and who is always worshipped by self-realized souls. In the planet known as Bharatavarsha, there are many rivers and mountains, there are in other tracts of land. Yet, Bharatavarsha has special significance because in this tract of land there exists the Vedic principles of Varnashrama Dharma, which divide society into four varnas and four ashramas. Furthermore, Narada Muni's opinion is that even if there is some temporary disturbance in the execution of the Varnashrama Dharma principles, they can be revived at any moment. The effects of adhering to the instructions of Varnashrama Dharma is gradual elevation to the spiritual platform and liberation from the material bondage. So, the inhabitants of the Bharatavarsha following the principles of Varnashrama Dharma, one gets the opportunity to associate with the devotees. Such association gradually awakens one's dormant propensity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, by the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha, by performing pure devotional service, they are specially benefited to return back to Godhead in the very lifetime. If they follow the principles of Varnashrama Dharma, or if they perform the pure devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this connection, here is this verse, starting from the previous verses, that the demigods are repenting because they are so much engrossed or so much engaged in sense gratification. Because they maybe it is seems as if they are in their previous life they are also born as human beings, but due to misuse of their human birth, they simply engaged in doing so many karmakanda, jagyas. The demigods in heaven speaks in this way, that how wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how would they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharatavarsha, to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. So this human birth is only for performing pure devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. That is the goal of this human birth, or any the sadhanas, or to any the sadhana bhaktis we are following. The goal is, as Rupa Goswami says, smartabhya satatam vishnu vismartabhya nujatuji sarva vidhi nishadhesu etayare vakinkara. The goal of following so many vidhis, so many instructions, are following the regulative principles and following the orders of spiritual master and performing different activities in devotional service. The goal is to remember Krishna, ante narayana smriti. That's why the demigods are repenting in this verse also. No yatra narayana padapankajah smritihi. So they are feeling their life is useless because they are not able to, they are unable to remembering narayana padapankajah. They are not able to remember the lotus feet of Krishna or Narayana all the time, which is considered as the goal of life. Rather, they are simply engaged in pramushtaha atisaya indriya utsavat. They are engaged in so much sense gratification. Therefore, the whole life they spend simply gratifying their senses. Why it happened? Because in their previous life, kim duskritai naha pratubhis tapavratai. In the previous life, they performed so many austerities. They are telling that after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic rituals, duskair is very difficult, kratubhi means performance of sacrifices, tapasya, different austerities, and bratair, bhavas, dana adi bhi, which executing charitable activities and so on. And by performing all such activities, what is the result? They achieve this heavenly planet. And that is known as Bhogaloka. Bhogaloka means this planet where you can gratify your senses to utmost extent. And so when one is gets so much sense gratification, engrossed or engaged in so much sense gratification, has so much opulence, it is very difficult to remember Krishna or remember Narayana. As Kunti Maharani says, Janma, Aisharya, Suta, Sibhir, Edamana, Madhavuma. They simply increase our pride because having birth in heavenly planet, in a good birth, Janma, Aisharya, having so much opulence, and having such beautiful body, their body is so beautiful, and in this way they having the all sorts of facilities, persons gratifications, Janma, Aisharya, Suta, Sivir, having material intelligence. So all these things simply become hindrances in path of devotional service. Because when one gets such opportunity for sense gratification, it is very, very difficult to get a balance or keep a balance in remembering Krishna. That is the demigods are repenting here. That's why a pure devotee, he did not hunker after to perform some pious activities or to hunker or sinful activities. A devotee never performs either punya or papa, means the pious activities or sinful activities. If someone performs sinful activities, then he goes to hell, and if some pious activities, then he goes to heaven. So devotee has nothing to do with hell or heaven. He is only desire to perform pure devotional service unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the goal. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his prayers, he prays very nicely. He told, Prabhu tava pada juge mora nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhana jana nahi magi swarga ara mukhya nahi magi nama nakare prarthana kono vibhutir lagi. Bhakti Mata was telling, O Lord, this is my prayer at your lotus feet. I am praying at your lotus feet. Tava pada juge ei nivedan. This is my prayer. This is my just a request, or I am praying at your lotus feet. Nahi magi deho sukha. I am not asking you. Deho sukha means bodily pleasure, or all these facilities that will help me for sense gratification, for my bodily pleasure. Deha sukha vidya, I am not praying to make me a digvijay pandit or give me so much intelligence, material intelligence, and the education, material education. Vidya dhana, I am not praying for material opulences, or jana, or the followers. I don't want all these things. Nahi mage, what first? He is telling what? These are the hindrances in path of devotional service. So he first is telling what I do not want, all these things. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana jana. Nahi magi swarga, I am not asking you to be an inhabitant of heavenly planet, to enjoy the heavenly pleasure, sense gratification. Nahi magi swarga ara mukhya nahi magi, I am not praying even for liberation, specifically the sajujya mukti, just march in Brahman effulgence. Nahi magi swarga ara mukhya nahi magi nakare prathana kono vibhutir lagi, neither I am praying for any siddhis like anima, lakhima, prapti, all these things, siddhis. That's why these are all hindrances path of devotional service. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakali, asanta, krishna, bhakta, niskam, ataya, vasanta. those were after material sense gratification, bodily pleasure, and those were after liberation, mukti, or those were after achieving some mystic power or for siddhis, they are all always in anxiety. But a devotee of Krishna, he has not such material desires, so all such desires. He has only desires, mama janmani janmani swarai bhavatar bhaktir bhaituki tui. That's why Sridhar Swami, the famous commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, and he told what is the, how can we recognize which Purana is Bhagavatam Purana, Bhagavat Purana. He told, because Bhagavat Purana is that Purana in which the characteristics of Mahara Chitraketu or Vrutrasura is described. Why? This famous verse, what is the definition of bhakti? Vrutrasura, Lord Shiva told to Parvati, glorifying Mahara Chitraketu. When Parvati caused Mahara Chitraketu to fall down to a demoniac species, having a demoniac body, and Mahara Chitraketu simply pay obeisances to Mother Parvati and accepted her curse. Then Lord Shiva was chastising Parvati. Told, look, the glories of a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Narayana parasarve na vibhyasati kaschana swarga apavarga narakesu api tulyartha darsina. A devotee of Lord Narayana, he did not consider whether he is in hell, in heaven, or even in the Lord's planet, even in Vaikuntha. His only aspiration is to whether he is always able to remember the lotus feet of Krishna, whether he is engaged in, he has a chance for engaging in devotional service of Krishna. Na vibhyasati kaschana, he never disturbed in any condition. Swarga, apavarga, narakesu api tulyartha darsina, he is equal everywhere. Because he is always engaged in remembering Krishna. In any condition, he was always remembering Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada says that in his lifetime there is not a single moment when he never thought about Krishna or he forget to Krishna. A pure devotee, he always remembers Krishna. That is the essence of all teachings. Always remember Krishna, never forgets. That is the goal of life. But the demigods, because of their so much engagement or in sense gratification in heavenly planets, very rarely they will be able to achieve this goal, to remember Krishna. We see many times Indra has forgotten Krishna. Even Govardhan, and when this Govardhan pastimes, you know all how Indra forgot the position of Krishna. And again he forgot when Satyabhama wanted a Parijat flower in heavenly planet. Krishna, after killing Narakasur or Bhaumasur, he went to return back the ear ring of Mother Aditi to heavenly planet. And Satyabhama was with Krishna, and Satyabhama wanted just one flower, Parijat flower. He told no. Again he was ready to fight with Krishna. So there are so many instances. And Brahma even wanted to test Krishna, whether this small coward boy who is eating sitting just within this coward boy and he just taking his eating his breakfast with his boyfriends, whether he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. So many times the demigods, their chance of committing offense to Krishna. So that's why this is not a position in advanced position or advantage to perform devotional service to having born in heavenly planet. Rather, the people, those who took birth in this particular planet, Bharatavarsha, they are very fortunate. Demigods are thinking like this. They are thinking, when we will get the opportunity to take birth again in this Bharatavarsha, in this India. So, we may have opportunity to perform devotional service. Because this Bharatavarsha, this is just like an junction, just like we go to train stations to different places, there is a very special junction. From that junction, railway junction, you can go to different places. So Bharatavarsha is like that planet. From here you can go to heaven, you can go to hell, and you can go to Vaikuntha planets, to the topmost planet, even Goloka Vrindavan. That is Prabhupada's writing. And he quoted the verse from 9th chapter, 25th verse. Janti deva vata deva, pitrin janti pitri vata, bhutani janti bhutajya, janti madhyajino pimam. Those who worship demigods will take bath among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take bath among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me. Krishna gave him just options. And you have full independence to choose what to do. But we could understand how these demigods are painting. Indirectly they are teaching us. Born in this Punya Bhumi Bharata, in this auspicious land of Bharatavarsha, the demigods are recommending you must don't waste your time. Perform your devotional service unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Manushya ne hari hari vipale janama guainu. Manushya janama labhya radha krishna nabhajiya janiya suniya visa khainu. Who is telling this? Narottama Das Thakur. He is praying, oh Lord Hari. I just spend my whole life uselessly. Because I could not perform the pure devotional service unto the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. That is the ultimate goal of human life. Radha Krishna Nabhajiya, Janiya Suniya Visa Khai. Knowingly, I am drinking poison. If someone is not performing pure devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna, under the guidance of spiritual master, then he is simply drinking poison, is simply using his human form of life. Ahara nidra bhayamaithunancha samanyayetat pasubhinaranam dharmatu eka adhika visesa dharmena hina pasubhisamana. Eating, ahara nidra, sleeping, bhaya. To protect oneself to do something. Maithuna, sex life. These are even those who are in animal species, they are also enjoying doing all these things. And this human path is not only for this sense gratification. There are some special purpose. Dharma tu eka adhika visesa. Purpose. Dharma, what is dharma? What is definition of dharma? Dharma to sakyat bhagavat pranitam. That is dharma, that is specifically defined by the Lord himself. Lord told, what is dharma? What is dharma of a person, of a living entity in human form? Jiveer Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. So that's why our dharma is to Nitya Dharma and Naimitika Dharma. There are two dharma. Nitya Dharma and Naimitika Dharma. Naimitika Dharma is just to protect this body, keep this body healthy, all these things, material necessities. But Naimitika Dharma, what is our position in connection to Krishna? That is, we are eternally the servant of Krishna. ಜೀವೇ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ನಿತ್ಯ ದಾಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಅವರ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ರಿಷಿಕೇನ ರಿಷಿಕೇಶ ಸೇವನಂ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಟು ಎನ್ಗೇಜ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಿಷಿಕೇಶ ದಿ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ರಿಯಲ್ ಧರ್ಮ. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಮಿಸ್ಯೂಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದೆನ್ ಪುನರಪಿ ಜನನಂ ಪುನರಪಿ ಮರಣಂ ಪುನರಪಿ ಜನನಿ ಜಠರೆ ಸೈನ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಐ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಇಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಸೈಕಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾರ್ತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೆತ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಐ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಪುಟ್ ದಟ್ ದೋಸ್ ವೇ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಾರತ ವರ್ಷ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಸಿಯಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. ಜಾಂತಿ ಮಧ್ಯಾಜಿ ಅಪಿಮಾ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಟು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಒನ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ಒನ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್, ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೈಮ್? ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ನೋ. Those who are strictly following my instructions, those following this process of devotional service that is given by me, they will return back. Then after little gap, and Prabhupada told, 80% of them simply become demigods in their next life. Why? Because having so many material desires, puja mana pratishtha, these things. As long as we have so many desires, material desires, then no question of return back to Godhead. So we give up all these desires in this lifetime. Just one lifetime we have to sacrifice. So many lifetimes we have achieved so many types of bodies, and we have did sanskaratification in all our previous lives. But at least in this life, that is, we are born and now we have this human species, human life, or human body, we must perform devotional service. Bharata bhumite haila, manushya janma jar, janma sarthaka karikara, parupaka. That is the instruction of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, those who born in this Bharata Varsha, sometimes Prabhupada is writing two things in this. First he is telling India and again he is telling Bharata Varsha, this planet. Because the planet is also sometimes known as Bharata Varsha. Because Maharaj Bharata was ruling this planet. And after the name of Bharata, King Bharata, this planet is known as Bharata Varsha. He was not king of simply India. Maharaj Bharata was king of whole planet. So that's why whoever may be has taken Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it is his duty to give up this sanskaratification. Our only desire to perform pure devotional service. Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. This is uttama bhakti. Pure devotional service. To give up all other desires. Karma means sanskaratification, different types of sanskaratification. Karma, jnana means having the desire for liberation. One has to give up these things. Bhukti, mukti, these desires, and siddhi, kami. These things we have to give up. Unless we give up these desires, we may do perform devotional service for many, many lifetimes. No use. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami, ভুক্তি মুক্তি আদি বাঞ্ছা যদি মনে হয় সাধারণ সাধনা করিলে রতি উৎপন্ন না হয়। ইফ ইউ মেটেরিয়াল ডিজায়ার্স ফর সাংস্কৃতিফিকেশন টু অ্যাচিভ লিবারেশন দেন ইউ মে বি পারফর্ম ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ফর মেনি মেনি লাইফ টাইমস ইউ কুড নট অ্যাচিভ দি লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ, ইউ ক্যান নট হ্যাভ অ্যাটাচমেন্ট উইথ লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ। রতি মিনস আসক্তি, লোটাস ফিট just like a Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to give example, just like in previous days there was no car, no bus, no train. So people are going one place to other place by boats or like there may be some marriage party in Agra and he has to go through Jamuna, from Kesighat, Jamuna to Agra. They took boat. It was cold season and in night, morning there is marriage function in Agra, so in night they just, 10 o'clock night they just booked a boat in Kesighat and they sit up inside boat. Very nice covering, because it's cold. So all outside there is very nice covering and they, thus the passengers, they went inside, they sit down and that's that by morning the boat has to reach where? Agra. So that the boatman told, yes, yes, definitely I will perform my job. And he also trying his best to carry on boat towards Agra. But whole night he was just trying his best, he driving the boat. But in morning, Brahmurtha, one old man just woke up and he just took this said siren, one little siren, see, the boat is still in it. Where? Kesighat, Vrindavan. He started shouting, what is this? We have to reach now, it was promised, this boatman promised us that we'll, this boat will be in Agra in the morning. What is going on? Everyone just wake up and shouted. Told what happened? The boatsman. So he told, what can I do? I whole night I am just trying my best. What was the wrong? The nangar, this rope from the boat was struck with some iron instrument, or it was just bound with some other pillar there. And he is doing. So what is this pillar? Material desires. If you have so many material desires, dhana jana kavita sundari, and you have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You perform all your morning duty, morning sadhana is very strictly, everything is going on nicely. But if you cannot give up this material desires, then no question of achieving attachment at the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why Mahaprabhu told, bhukti mukti adi vancha jadi mane hai. Sadhana karile rati utparna na hai. You may perform sadhana bhakti very nicely. But you have to give up this material desires. These demigods, they have so many material desires, that's why they are called, they are devotees also, but they are sakam bhaktas. But Krishna bhakta, niskam, a pure devotee, he has no material desire. His only desire is to serve Krishna. Mama janmani janmani swara eva bhakta bhakti ahetukitvai. Only desires. He has no other desires. Nija bala chesta prati bharasa chadiya tomara ichhare achi nirbhara kariya. I have no, he is simply fully depend upon Krishna's desire. He has no personal desire. That is bhakta. This is devotee. So that's why the demigods, they are repenting, that they misused their previous lives as citizens of Bharatvarsha. And indirectly they are recommending, they are us, those who are still in this human life, in this Bharatvarsha, must utilize this valuable time by performing pure devotional service, by chanting the holy name of the Lord purely. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it is already time. Any question or comment? Yes. You have to attend this evening seminar, is there, declared in Mangalarti. You will get whole description about how planetary systems, seven upper planetary systems, up to Brahma Loka, then there is Virajana, Viraja River, then Vaikuntha planets, then how topmost planet is Guru Govinda. Okay.
Yeah, my question is, the residents of those planets, they actually are the most fortunate, right? Because there is mode of goodness at the same time.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loko Punaravartin Arjuna Mam Petu Kamteya Punarjanma Nabidyate. They are very fortunate, but Abrahma Bhuvana Loko Punaravartina Arjuna. That's why Prabhupada quoted in his purport. Khine Purni Martya Lokan Visanti. They can come back to this earth planet. Okay? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. I wanted to ask if you could please explain the difference between Varnashram and Daivi Varnashram.
Yes. What is Varnashram and Daivi Varnashram? Daivi Varnashram means Grihe Thako Bane Thako Sada Hari Vole Dako. That is Daivi Varnashram. In any Varna Ashram you are in, but your only goal is to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's why when there talks between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda Rai describe in the beginning many things. Even up to Sarvadharman Paritajya, Mahamekun Saranandraja Krishna told, Mahaprabhu told, Yeho Bahyo, Age Kahar. From that verse, sthane sthitva suti gatan tano bank manobhi. Then Mahaprabhu told, ye hai. Yes, this is, you speak again. In any varna and ashram you are staying, that is not matter. But sthane sthitva, stay in that place, whether you are brahmachari or grahastha or vanaprastha or sannyas, by simply changing one's ashram, one not considered as advanced. Sthane sthitva, stay in that place.